Look at Wednesday County 10 headlines made possible by Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique at 258 Main Street, downtown Lander. Boy, they're sending us every few days now some of the new lines of jewelry and fashion they're going to get in the store this spring and summer. Really exciting lines, very eco-friendly lines of both jewelry and fashion there. An eco-conscious store. They give back to Lander in a whole bunch of different ways, and they've got a great staff. It's a fun place to shop. Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique. If you've got a birthday or something coming up, stop in there. 258 Main Street next to the movie theater in beautiful downtown Lander. County 10 Podcast also brought to you by the Wyoming Department of Transportation. YDOT reminds you to please buckle up every time you get into a vehicle. If you're listening to this while you're driving, make sure you and everybody in your vehicle seatbelt is fastened. Stats are overwhelming. Seatbelts save lives. Quickest way to prevent loss of life in the event of a crash or serious injury. Buckle up every time. Thanks to YDOT.
This is the County 10 Podcast. News, sports, events, and conversations for the people who call Fremont County home. From the Porter's 10Cast studio, here's Jared Anderson.
And a very good Wednesday, March 25th to you from the mobile Porter's 10Cast studio. I'm Jared Anderson. As of early Wednesday, there are now 13 confirmed coronavirus cases in Fremont County and still over 40 test results pending. Some of those results should be coming back throughout the day. Wyoming surpassed the 40 confirmed case mark this morning. There have been 929 tests completed in the state as of, again, early Wednesday morning. Laramie County's numbers grew by 2 this morning. That's now at 10. Natrona County grew by 2 cases as well. Their confirmed cases at 4. Sheridan County remains at 4. Teton County and Carbon County each had 1 new positive test. They're both at 3. Sweetwater County had their first confirmed case. Campbell and Park counties remain at 1 apiece. Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon and State Health Officer Dr. Alexia Harris issued a third statewide order yesterday that closed non-essential personal service businesses. The order is focused on businesses where appropriate social distancing measures are not practical. Businesses like nail and hair salons, barbershops, cosmetology services, electrology and aesthetic services, massage therapy, tattoo shops, body art and piercing shops, however medically necessary services such as physical therapy providers can remain open under the order. Governor Gordon says he understands the impact and sympathizes with those affected, particularly small business owners. But Governor Gordon did announce that he supported Dr. Harris's recommendation because, quotes, this is about saving lives. Check out county10.com's Activate 10 series for this story and ways to help. Local group Lander Together, in coordination with the Fremont County Incident Emergency Management Team, has organized a personal protective equipment drive to keep local healthcare workers stocked. Donation bins are available in the breezeway between the buildings at Lander United Methodist Church, which is located at 262 North 3rd Street. Those bins are open and available between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. each day. Some of the personal protective items they're collecting include gloves, surgical masks, safety goggles and glasses, hand sanitizer, gowns. You can check out all the details, and there's some contact information if you've got questions at county10.com. Again, you can find that under the Features tab. Click Activate 10. And County 10's efforts to continue to try to highlight local businesses during this rough time. If you're looking for food delivery and pickup services, there are still a few options available in Fremont County. You can find our ever-changing list of those under the COVID-19 update link. That's the one that's highlighted in orange at the top of county10.com. Then click on restaurant availability. One of the delivery options currently is The Private Chef. That's a new company owned by Destiny Dower in Riverton. Destiny makes everything from scratch with as many locally sourced ingredients as possible. Her menu rotates through the week and is available on her Facebook page. We caught up with Destiny. She's highlighted our newest Riverton Biz feature. You can find that under the features at County 10. And if you missed our latest Lander Biz feature, check out some details on Lander's newest bookstore under Lander Biz. And if you're self-isolating or at home off of work for the next few days, we've got some ways to distract yourself while you socially distance at county10.com. One of the cool ways to help give back to some members of our community is AMR, Fremont County. The local EMS teams are asking for thank you notes for their paramedics. If you've got a kid that may want to make one, maybe your staff wants to sign a thank you note, or maybe you're just looking for something to do individually, all the details on how you can send a thank you note to AMR Fremont County up at county10.com. Carol Harper from AMR wrote us and said that her goal is to literally cover the bulletin boards overflowing in Lander and Riverton with thank you cards so that their paramedics can see how much they're appreciated during this extra busy time for them. Details on that up on the website. Also, some details from the library system. There's free online Tai Chi classes offered by Lander and Riverton libraries. The link on those classes offered at county10.com. And you can check out our 10 Wyoming-themed books to read during quarantine, including a couple of books with some local connections and Fremont County authors. That's up at county10.com. We'll have much more content as the day goes on. My thanks to Elevate Rehab, Hand and Orthopedic Physical Therapy at 4th and Main for making the County 10 podcast possible each and every day. Elevate Rehab treats conditions affecting the entire body. They do FCE testing and return to work training. They work with all insurances and different pay scales for you there to help you out. Elevate Rehab will soon move into a new building in Lander later this year, but they're currently at 4th and Main, and you can book an appointment today. Follow them on social media for more. County 10 podcast also made possible by Rendezvous Dental. Unfortunately, they're temporarily closed due to the coronavirus outbreak. Want to ensure the safety of their patients. They will treat emergencies. There's contact information and details up on their social medias. Also, don't forget to check out Rendezvous Dental's Smiles series at County 10. They're proud of young local people achieving in our community, and they bring us opportunities to highlight local kids doing things at county10.com. Usually there's one or two new features on the Smiles series per week, so you can go check those out on the website. Thanks again to you for listening. Continue to stay safe out there. These things change all the time. As I mentioned at the top of the show, we had our busiest day in confirmed cases between last night and this morning, so the busiest 12-hour window or so far. Those numbers are changing all the time. County10.com will post all the details quicker than I can get it out on the audio airwaves. We'll have a new County 10 podcast tomorrow, and we'll have some guests here as the week goes on as well from the mobile Porter's 10cast studio. Have a great day, everybody.